All right, back here with Taranza and everybody. I apologize, went back there for a minute, but we're back. And we were just talking to Taranza about songwriting, about the blues and everything, but we're picking back the broadcast. I think everybody's still there. I'm watching. Yeah, all the viewers are still there. So, all right.
I think what went off was I challenged blues people to write songs.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, sit back and if you don't think you can do it, somebody's a co-writer, have an outside opinion. Call me. I'm not going to ask for 10% of their song, you know. I'm not one of that. It's going to help move the genre forward and not help you sound stale, and you have to keep talking about big booties and you and try everybody to try to like May Caledonia. What's my man's name? What's his name, Dave?
Caledonia.
Completely blank.
But he don't play. He's a real ass guy too. Caledonia.
Yeah.
What makes your big that guy? Anyway, it'll come to me. I challenge people to write songs and don't be lazy.
That's right.
You know, stop it. And people think I'm being arrogant or whatever, but it's like I'm gonna keep writing songs because now I don't have to sing if I don't want to on my show. I have to sing over anybody because I got my own songs. And people record my song, Walk It Off, John Carew.
People are covering it.
Yeah, people.
That's a great one.
That freaks me out, too, sometimes, too. Stuff that I thought up on the bus. But I'm sorry, Mike. Do your thing, brother.
Well, what I was going to say, I got one more for me. Dave, do you got any wrap-up questions here so we'll let Taranza go? I think we've been having a great discussion.
Man.
This is talked to Taranza in about 4 months, so I'm just happy to shoot the breeze. No, you go ahead and go.
So, all right, so my
man,
question.
We got time.
My question, actually, I mean, as you brought up a great point about songwriting and everything else. And, you know, when you go to the blues festivals, let's be, you know, admit it, right? I mean, there's a lot of blues bands are kind of sounding the same and playing past music and all that stuff. That's why I think you're finding your niche, because you've got your original music. You got a passion behind what you're writing. You got a passion behind your original stuff. You have an original sound. You found your original voice. You're pushing it out. Where do you see the blues heading? I mean, I see you doing a lot of crossover things too. I mean, you did that thing with Gary Jr. at Chicago Theater last year, right? When you were a special guest, you came out on stage with him. But I mean, you're crossing over into different audiences rather than just the blues audience. You're the Taranza Cannon audience now. So where do you see this all heading? I mean, do you see your style of blues maybe being able to cross over into the rock, into hip hop, into different styles because you're able to cross genre and cross market everything?
I don't know if I want to do rock or if I could do a thing where I'm appreciated for the type of blues I put out and it happens to lend itself to something that Gary Clark is doing or Joe Bonamassa or something where they can freak it out, because I don't consider myself a hell of a guitar player. I do just my lyrics. You know what I mean? I approach it the opposite way. A lot of people rely on their guitar playing and they don't give a two shakes. Sorry, I didn't want to curse on your podcast. They don't give too much thought into lyrics, but because they're excellent guitar players. I'm the complete opposite. I like lyrics and I like relating to the audience. So my guitar is a diversion until I can get back to my lyrics and mess with the audience. Because there's so many great guitar players in Chicago and people that I know. You know, I was just talking to Eric Gales the other day. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, I'm not doing that. You know, I jammed with, actually before this whole pandemic thing, I jammed with Joe Bonamassa and did his boat twice, three times, you know, did his boat. And I mean, these cats are great, but I'm a lyricist kind of dude. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't dare try to, even though I tried to go toe-to-toe with him, but I did my part. And just, you know, got off the stage or whatever. You know, Gary Clark, you know what I mean? I mean, I want to write songs for these cats, you know what I mean? You know, that kind of thing. So if it lends itself to whatever, like rock or whatever it's doing, but I just want to be known for what I'm doing. And maybe if it, you know, somebody, Jay-Z or somebody wants to add some hip-hop to something I'm doing, okay, cool. Yeah. But I still want to stay true to what I'm doing, you know?
You know, there's a point in that. In blues, there's not a lot of system side. There is on the acoustic side, like Kebo, people like that. They're writing
blues.
You know, we could go on and on about the acoustic guys that are writing really amazing lyrics. Eric Bibb, you know, people like that. Not but they're playing blues. In the electric world, there's a lot of, I mean, there's a, like you say, a lot of great guitar players. And that is the focus of their performance. To be a lyricist is kind of a lost art in the electric blues. I mean, there are people doing it. I don't want to say there's no one else doing it, but you're kind of at the forefront of it, and that says a lot.
This is a magazine called American Songwriter or something.
Yeah, yeah.
They just did an expose on me and Jimmy Johnson, and I was like,
oh my god.
Yeah, and yes. I was proud of that because I'm again, I don't. Of course, everybody wants to touch the hem of Jimi Hendrix's garments and do all of this fantastic, freaky guitar stuff. But I ain't got that. Because just what Bruce told me when I first, people leave your shows singing your songs, not your guitar solo. And I was like, I clutched my pearls. I was like, how dare you? That's my Bruce pop and gave him two. How about, you know what I mean? I sound like an old white lady. I can't believe you. You know what I mean? I was about to call the police on Bruce.
Bob Kester wanted to hear your lyrics too. You know?
What I'm saying is, but again, I see where, like Delmark, the difference is Steve Wiener. They because they have a jazz background, I think. They let my songs go. It's about the artist and kind of like, you know what? If this is what you're putting out, boom, we record it. 6-7 minute songs. And I'm thinking in my mind, now that I went with Alligator, because Bruce was saying, how can you get the same impact with the least words?
Yep.
And he was thinking more of a 3-4 minute song, but some of my Delmar songs went 6 and 7 minutes because I had a lot to say and I figured that's the way songs go. So, but again, I'm thinking that's from the jazz background. They letting it flow and do his thing. If your song is 7 minutes long, Delmar's going to record a 7 minute long song because, again, let the artist flow. But then when I got with Alligator, how can you make it more impactful with the least words of maybe your 7 minute song? You might have, you know, you might have a lot of lyrics, but which lyrics are going to hit the, you know, like, I guess, and I always attribute things to Jimi Hendrix when he wrote Merman, 1983 Merman I Shall Be. It was like a 13-minute song. You know what I mean? Right. You know.
Different time, too.
Yeah, different time. Well, yeah, but I'm sure if I had wrote a 13-minute song, I don't think Steve Webb would say, man, that's too long. You know what I mean? I don't think, because of the jazz background, how things flow and how you let the artist flow. I'm thinking, maybe that's not the way he was thinking, but looking best, what I always thought, you know?
Yeah.
And my songs went on too long with Delmark. You know,
all right,
I never thought you did, but anyways, go on.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up. Toronzo, it's been awesome. Everybody, I've got to tell everybody to head over to toronzocanon.com, of course, alligator.com. You've got to go check out the new recording, The Preacher, The Politician, or The Pimp. I said it, there it is. I said it again on the show, The Preacher, Politician, or The Pimp. Right there, he's got it. And, man, it's good to catch up with you. I'm glad that you're doing okay. We're making it through this COVID-19 thing. And, you know, I cannot wait to see you live and in person. Although, you are doing some live streaming things, I remember you mentioning before earlier, right? There's a couple of different things that you're doing.
Tonight, what do you got coming up? Can't Stop the Blues on Facebook. Eastern time. I always go by Chicago time because I don't know the Eastern time and the mountain and all that stuff, you know. But 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
Can't Stop the Blues. And then some Sunday, I'll be doing a thing at Fitzgerald's sitting on the back of a pickup truck. So that's going to be Facebook Live streamed or strummed. Streamed. live streamed. And that's Sunday at 4 o'clock. And this thing, Can't Stop the Blues Tonight, is going to be at 10 o'clock Eastern time.
And then what are you doing for the Chicago Blues Fest? Because it's June 7th, right? What are you doing? Are you doing a live stream for that?
I'm doing a live stream I forgot what time I was playing.
I think it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Check on it.
And it's going to be me and my acoustic, which I like now in some ways because my songs are so visual and so story-oriented. It's kind of not that bunch of, you know, music around. You could just listen to the words and the guitar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that I think I want to do an acoustic album of my songs. You know, just sometimes, you know, off the cuff, I might just give it away or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'd be cool. That would be something completely different than what you've ever done, too, which I think everybody would really dig. You know?
Yeah.
All right, we'll let you get back to driving so you can unpark your car and go driving around wherever you're heading right now.
No, I'm okay. It's okay. I'm okay. Thank you.
Man, it was good to see you. It was good seeing you, Teron. Good talking, man.
Thank you for doing blues and jazz. Thank you.
Hey, man. Hey, have a good weekend.
Cool. I will. Peace, y'all.
Later, brother.
Cool.
All right, now I've got to see. I've got Dave sticking around. I got to see how I can. Hang up on Toronzo. There's now I've got Dave here. Dave. All right. We made it. Our first up. I knew that wasn't going to work all the way. All right. Everybody hang on. Everybody stand by. Let me call Dave back on Skype. I knew that was going to happen. But you know what? We had a little bit of a snafu. I don't know what happened in the middle of that, but I'm appreciative. Everybody stuck around. Everybody to see it and has been hanging out here. Let me call Dave and get him back on, because he's got a couple of items that we need to talk about for his Blues and Beyond report, Blues in Chicago and Beyond report. We're going to bring Dave right now and bring him back, and then we'll be all hooked up and ready to rock and roll here. But this is going to be new format on Fridays, where we're going to a Skype interview with a blues musician, and then Dave and I are going to get back in and do a couple items. All right, Dave, I got you back on. We're working out a lux today. It is what it is, and we're making it happen. So that was with Ronzo, and talk a little bit about a couple of blues items we need to touch base with. But I think this whole thing on the Fridays is going to work out well. And in 2 weeks, in 2 weeks, we're going to be back on Friday with a Blues in Chicago Friday. And we'll announce the guest on that Friday at some point soon. But right now, we've got some items that we need to touch base with about what's happening other than Toronzo on the blues scene. So go ahead, charge.
All right, charge. Well, out there tonight, the blues world is going to be they're in the middle of it right now. Joanna Connor is playing live outdoors in Barrington at the Penny Road Pub. And this is kind of the first blues show we've had since the COVID came down on us. And, you know, I'm hoping everyone's wearing their masks and enjoying themselves. It's a nice night. It is outdoors. And so that ought to be a good thing.
Yep.
Wanted to say happy birthday to Jerry Hunt. He's in the Corey Dennison band. We're going to have Corey on here someday, maybe Jerry and Corey together. And wanted to talk about, you know, every time we've done this, I guess the fourth or fifth that I've been on it, I guess fourth, we've talked about what's happening online because everyone's at home and, you know, it's kind of where everything is happening now. And right. I wanted to bring up a gal who's been doing this for 12 years before anyone else was online. She was kind of one of the beginning people to get blues information out there in Chicago and really do a good job of it and get interviews and photographs and stuff. And that's Chicago Blues Guide and Linda Kane. Mm-hmm. Again, they've been out there for 12 years. And I had a short conversation this afternoon with her in regards to what's going on. And her website has been a little compromised in the fact that she has no show now other than tonight with Joanna. But you know, it's been hard, but there's so much more information on her site. One really important thing to all players, jazz and blues and anyone else, she has a part of it called Grants and Resources. And it kind of feeds into what we do, you know, on our site and stuff like that. But hers is very informative. And if you're looking to do something like that, go to chicagoblues.com. And she also does great interviews. You did a interview with John Primer, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, she did two interviews with John and, you know, had a real good time with it, kind of went into depth about a lot of stuff. And she's still reviewing the new CDs that are coming out. And they're still coming out, even though we're all at home. But if, you know, before you go online and buy something without hearing it, at least you can read her opinion about what's going on. She's got a good ear. So, you know, check that out. Absolutely. And
so is that chicagobluesguide.com?
Yes.
Okay, chicagobluesguide.com. Got it.
Linda Kane. And, yeah, you know, you can write in, tell her you heard about it on our show. So
that's right.
You know, I think the interview with Duranzo went great. Are we going to be doing our normally on Friday thing next Thursday?
I actually have to check because we got a busy week next week. So I'm gonna see where we're at. We might do a Blues hit. We might have you on to talk about the Blues in Chicago and beyond report. But I don't think we're going to do an interview with a Blues person next week because I think everything's scheduled. I've got to check with my content editor, content manager, Sabina Lilly. She's killing it over here on the Chicago Music Revealed side. She was working on the Chicago Jazz Magazine side for a while. Now she's over here helping me out. And Dave, I have no idea who's on the show next week, but we're fully booked, I know. So I've got to check, and I will report back to you over the weekend, and then I'll tell everybody about it on Monday.
I've got a choice of three people that want to do it.
I know. Well, you know what? There's a lot of Fridays coming up. Lots of Fridays.
Yeah, there are a lot of Fridays.
Lots of Fridays.
You know, I think we're pretty cool for this show. I really appreciate going to the full show format on Fridays, and, you know, I look forward to bringing in a lot of really impressive, good artists that, you know, want to talk to the people.
Yeah.
A lot of artists, when I talk to them about it, they go, well, you want me to play? And I said, no. There's enough streaming of you out there playing. People want to hear what you have to say.
That's right. Let's just talk. You know,
just talk. Yeah.
Well, I think just that interview with Taranzo will tell you exactly kind of the way and the direction that the Friday things are going to go, because all of these artists know Dave. A lot of them will know me as well, and it's just kind of a loose conversation, and we're actually talking about stuff. And I think Taranzo talked a lot about a lot of stuff that not necessarily he gets asked about all the time, and I thought that was interesting. I think a lot of people got a lot out of it, and they got to connect with Taranzo. And, of course, this is reaching outside of the blues musicians and outside of the blues realm, so there's a lot of general casual music fans that watch this show and consume it over the next week, and I think we're going to open up and start to cross-pollinate and connect the entire community during the COVID situation. And it's only going to help things, because I think the situation is going to be around for quite a while. So we're all going to need to stick together and push this thing forward. That's for sure.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Mike. I enjoy this every time we do it.
Absolutely. So. All right. Well, you have a good weekend, and I'm going to take you off screen and close this show out. And everybody else that is watching, I appreciate everything. Bearing with us and sticking with us here throughout the crash and the reboot and the relaunch. But again, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Hope everybody stays safe, and hopefully you had a good time watching this show. We're only going to tighten up the format a little bit better on Fridays, but I think it went really well today. Big thank you to Taranzo Cannon. Thank you to Alligator Records for helping set that whole thing up. Of course, thanks to Dave Katzman. We'll announce the schedule for next week and on Monday. And, of course, thank you to you. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for liking. Leave me a comment if you want anything outside of maybe you have a suggestion for the show. Hit us up. Leave us a message. Leave us a comment. And as I always say, if you like it, if you share it, it's outstanding. It helps us over here. In addition, as I always say, if you like what you're listening to, be sure to tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your grandkids. Chicago Music Revealed right here, Monday, episode 45, right here, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks again for watching. Everybody stay safe, stay healthy, and we will see you on the next broadcast.